Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight, live around the world. Hatred is like a disease. It can even be contagious. You can catch it if you hang out with people that hate. Hatred is very bad for your heart, for your liver, for your lungs, for your organs. Hatred can destroy lives, friendship, caring. I think hatred is one of the most horrible things that the devil has brought about. Hatred shows that you're in with the devil. Inner Sight is determined to get rid of hatred. And that's one big reason why we say and do the things we do. So what about the politicians? How do we know the politicians aren't haters? You know, I mean, we don't know them personally. You know, we don't go to their homes. We don't sit down and hang out with them and listen to things that they say and know and observe things that they do, because we don't have privy to them. So you really don't know. You can only know by what they stand for, they do, what you observe, and how they speak and act many a times reflects what's going on in the country. You know, the politicians influence people a lot. I mean, I kid around, but I'll be a rebel and take off my mask and say I'm going to be like President Trump, you see. You know, I'm not really like him. I mean, I'll put it back on if I go into a place. Just to give you an example, but I would like to see politicians talk about hatred more. Talk about in their speeches, in their actions, in their daily lives. You know, I would like to see them address the issues, and if they're not haters, you know, get up there and say, you know, I love all people. I'm not a hater. Give examples of maybe some of their friends. In fact, I'd like to see the politicians, and they could still be protected, go out and walk through the neighborhoods and be friends with people and say, hey, how you doing? You know, what do you need? What's going on? How can I help? That's what politicians really should do, because that would help tremendously. Sure, they got to be careful. Sure, people are going to hate them. So you have protection. Nothing wrong with that. We need more of a friendly type political system in this country. People who you can say hello to and get to know them a little bit and say, hey, how's your mom? You know, how's your brother? So on and so forth. You know, oh, you live here. How's the building? Is everything all right? You know, that kind of thing. That's what we need more of in this country and in many other countries, because that would give people a certain feeling, you know, and every once in a while, you know, petition, if they have the means, can reach into their pocket and say, hey, here, don't worry about it. You know, here's $100 or whatever it is. Why not? Why not? If they have it, show that they care about a person. I'm not saying that they should make a habit of it, but, you know, we need to change this system and get rid of the hatred by politicians speaking out more about it, talking about it, you know, letting people know something about their lives that that would show that they're not haters. That's going to help people, and especially going to help children who may be encouraged to be haters by their parent or some relative who believes in that kind of a thing. That's horrible when a child person, because of the color of their skin. Horrible, horrible way to teach a child. All right, inner sight around the world, and I don't think we have any phones tonight, so we apologize for that. The system has been kind of crazy anyway, but I don't know if we'll have an engineer, so if you want to make a comment, the show tonight is Are the Politicians Haters? If you have an opinion or a comment, call the Inner Sight number and leave it. Oh, that number is 631-224-3090. You can call and just leave a comment. Express your opinion. Around the world, Inner Sight, Big East, AkitaRescue.org. The great, great Akita and the powerful, mighty Akita. The very intelligent Akita, too. So, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, at 609-388-7004. At the 609 area, 388-7004. And we urge you to adopt an Akita. Around the world, all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, to mention a few of them, who were victims, obviously, of hate and indifference. You know, indifference can be part of hate, too. So we honor the youngsters, go an extra mile for a child, at the Inner Sight saying, take care of them, cherish them, watch over them. All right? Inner Sight reminds you. Around the world, Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Good friend to Inner Sight. We thank him for that. And hopefully the office will be open soon. In the meantime, if you dial the regular office number, he has his cell number on there, so you can inquire about housing. Again, that number, 631-888-1186. All right. We want to remind you about Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Massapequa Park, New York, at 516-798-1555. Friends of ours over there who knew and honored Joe Arion, who you heard me mention at the top of the hour. Inner Sight around the world, and some of our friends, TuraLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and the GoodMojoPrinters.com, who a couple of years ago all contributed to the service dog wedding. It was a lot of fun. Let's see, what else we got? Nobody starved on Long Island. Gary will tell you that. At 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical. Give him a call. Find out what he's got available. Remember, he survives on donations, so as we all do, who are nonprofit, Inner Sight included. So that number again, if you need dog food or cat food, 631-484-3085. And we go around the world, Inner Sight, 94,000 plus and growing. And let's see, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We urge you to call them if you need info, you want to know about legislation or advocacy or Social Security, any benefits that may be available if you're disabled. 631-880-7929. They're working remotely from home, so they have someone who answers the phone. 631-880-7929, SILO. All right, around the world, we'll save the Able News for later. Let's see if our co-host makes it in. And so important not to hate people, you know. I mean, you can hate what they do, you know. That's a different thing. That doesn't mean you hate the person per se, or that the person is a bad person because they belong to a certain race. And a lot of people assume that. They just are brought up like that, or they had bad experiences in their life and they became like that. Or people told them who they were influenced by or believed in. You know, there's all kinds of ways that people get into hatred. But now the politicians have a great responsibility here, and I'm really disturbed that it takes murder and killings and abuse to wake people up who are politicians to realize that something has to be done. And that's another thing that has to be changed. Politicians should not wait until people are hurt and killed and abused before they improve things. That has to be changed. That's horrible to run things like that. Because look what happens. You have all this strife, all this disturbance. You have the other element of people who take advantage of it and even want to make it happen and like when it happens. I mean, you'll always have that element in the world, an imperfect world. So the politicians need to change the system and try to build in policies, prevent this hatred. And as I said before, one of the best ways I think they can do that is by talking about it. You know, even maybe some of the local politicians could even hold meetings of different groups, minority, and let people come together, and people will quickly realize that they have many things in common. One of the things that has to happen is you got to change this system so people can get the help they need. And that's where the politicians should reach out more. And if they say they're not haters, prove it. You know, show us. What do you mean? What have you done lately to help people? I mean, all kinds of people. You know, disabled and whatever color. To me. Well, when you're blind, the whole world is black anyway. But we need politicians to reach out to the community. And the cops can do the same thing. A cop should be a friend to a person. You know, somebody who cares, somebody who's going to watch out for you and take care of you. Make sure you're safe should be the role, part of the role of the police officer. To get into the community, get to know people, say, hey, you know, is this your mom? How's your mom? How are you, you know? And make a difference. Make it happen. You know, you'd be surprised how many people who hate may not want to hate, you know, but they have this feeling that somewhere along the line they acquired or somebody did something and they've never been able to let it go or get rid of it. Well, by the politicians and the police reaching out to people and getting into the neighborhood, you know, you never know. Somebody could wake up and realize that, hey, you know, that guy is right. So and so didn't rob me because he's black. You know? He robbed me because he's a bad person. Inside, got nothing to do with the color. So by reaching out and being real and not being a hater, you can bring people to a whole different reality. Because that's what we need. I'd like to see every time a politician does a news conference or a speech, you know, the mayor, the governor, all these people. And it's not, I'm not just talking about having a minority person alongside them. That's not enough. That's a bunch of bull. Come on. You know, talk about it. Let people know that you don't hate. Show them some proof of it. That's what we need. Change some of these horrible policies that people have to go through. Why don't the politicians get involved in what's going on with the service dog schools? I believe there are a lot of haters in these service dog schools, evident by the fact of the way they treat people. You know, training them with a guide dog, denying the dog without proof that they shouldn't have it, keeping the money that they raise, using the disabled person to raise that money and deny the dog and keep the money. Why isn't that a hate crime? Of course, there's no law. You know, you can't take a guide dog school to court and say, hey, you raised all this money, told me this dog was mine, you trained it for me, and now you're not giving it to me? Why do you hate me? That could be interpreted as a hate crime. That's why there should be a law where evidence could be presented Is this person a hater? You know, what happened to this person in their life that maybe makes them perform this way, act this way? Politicians get more involved and go to the guide dog school and say, hey, I need to know how many people have been denied a service dog in the last 5 years. We want to pass a law. We want the schools to be licensed. And if the schools don't comply, you know, they don't realize that this is for the good of people, maybe it's because the people who run these schools are haters. Maybe that's what it is. That's why they should be licensed. Because you have a right to know. When you're dealing with a school that trains a dog that comes between you and life and death, you have a right to know everything about that situation and that person. Because it affects your life and the lives of the people around you. When my children were young and I used to take them to school and I had my first guide dog, I knew that they were safe in crossing the street and all that. When that was taken from me by the guide dog schools, it was horrendous. It was horrible. Thought for years and years, are these people haters? Is that why they do these things? Someday we may find out. All right, inner sight around the world. We don't have access to the phones. So we apologize for that. You can voice your opinion by dialing 631-224-3090. Do you think the politicians are haters? You know, we'd like to know your opinion. You listen to Inner Sight, and we know a lot of people do. Call in, give an opinion, 631-224-3090. Around the world, Inner Sight with Able News. Read Able News, check it out. The newspaper on and about the disabled, 29 years? Stories and columns of professional people who write them, calendar of events, personals, and a lot more. You get a free subscription. You go online, Able News, what is it, ablenews.com, I think it is. That free subscription. And check out Able News. You want to know anything about the disabled or what's going on, events, what's been canceled and all that, ablenews.com. Melanie, Angela Melanie, the editor over there, good friend of mine. Don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org. The one on the service dog schools to license them, and the one on the nursing homes to get alternatives, which would be a lot better. Now, there's a situation. How many politicians are indifferent and even haters toward people in nursing homes? I mean, look at what goes on. They take all your money. If you have a house and you own it, they'll try to get that. They'll put a lien on it. And they'll take your pension that you worked for. Now, to me, that could be termed hatred. That could be a hate law. They're taking everything away from a person. They take your apartment. They abandon you. They give you horrible treatment. They get, what, like maybe $15,000 a month. And you have no choice as to what kind of food you're getting. Most of the food is crap food. You have no choice about medical or holistic. So how many politicians pull in nursing homes? They don't want to bother with them. They just don't want to be affiliated with them. And I'm not talking about just going to visit people on Christmas. I'd like to see a politician go into a nursing home as a regular thing and talk to people, not only the staff, talk to the people themselves and say, hey, how are you? You know, what can I do for you? What do you need in here? Most people are going to tell you, I want to get out. And a politician can do a lot about that without even spending money. Get these agencies to raise money to help people. Cut the cost in half. Let the government, the state, put up half and the agencies raise the other half. Because the programs that we have now are horrible. They don't work. They take too long. And we need, one of the biggest drawbacks is, and the politicians can help here too. You say you're not a hater? Introduce a law that would make every apartment accessible. Look what's happened now. You know how many landlords now wish that they had Section 8 people because the money is there. Do something about it. Change the system. Let the agencies work for us, and we can help them work for us. Institute something new. Show that you're not a hater. Let the agencies show that they're not haters. You saw us on Eyewitness News about a month ago, talking about how most of these agencies don't care about the disabled. There's very few of them who stepped up and did something to help. Very few. Who proved that they're not haters. All right, in a site, let's see. Let me go over the schedule on the blog. Let's see, Monday night is Mad or Glad. We talk about anything that you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about on Monday night. Tuesday is open mic. Talk about anything you want. You know, it doesn't have to be about the disabled. Talk about anything you want Tuesday night. Now, Wednesday, which is tonight, is the subject. Tonight, the subject is are the politicians haters. And Thursday, tomorrow night, I forget the topic, but we have a title for tomorrow night. Now, Friday, on Inner Sight, is the funnies. Yeah, we get together, we play some of the old-time themes, and we make up some weird stuff. Yours truly does some impersonations and you know, we have a lot of fun. So, want to have a couple of laughs and act a little stupid and silly? Tune us in Friday night, Inner Sight, Blog Talk Radio, 8 to 9. We're also on television. Tonight at 11:30 we were on tonight, Channel 20 on Long Island, all over the island. Tonight at 11, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I want to thank them for renewing our contract for the summer. Appreciate that. Got the email. 11 o'clock tonight, 1997, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. 1, 2, 3. On the Spirit Channel. So check out Inner Sight if you want to be on the program. And I've gotten a couple of emails for people who want to be on, but I never heard back from them. I answered the emails, but sometimes people can't open our emails if I voice. So let's see. I believe it was Jessica who sent me an email about a thing that she started for autistic dads. Jessica, if you're listening, please contact me. Would love to do a show on that. And the other one was Jordan, about a blind guy who plays the guitar. I still have Jordan's number. I'm going to try to call her maybe tomorrow. So I did respond, and we would love to have either or both as guests on Inner Sight Live around the world. And if we can work it out, we can get you on the television show, too. All right, don't hate. You know, you've heard the expression, behind every mean dog, there's a mean person who taught him. It's so true. If a dog is healthy and they haven't been taught to hate, they don't. I'll take a lesson, an example from the dogs. You see, most dogs out in the street, they don't hate. They may bark at somebody, but it's not because they hate. Dogs are colorblind, first of all. So they're not going by color. They may be disturbed over something about somebody. You know, a dog can observe many, many things that we can't, so. But dogs are not haters. So there's a good example. Learn something from the animals. Why not? You know, there's a good idea for a politician if they're dog lovers. Have your dog at the next news conference. Use the dog as an example. My dog is not a hater. You know, become my dog is, and don't hate. Learn to overcome that hatred before it's too late. You know, some people hate so much and all their lives, and they go on and on and on, and they commit crime. They wind up in jail, and many a times they can't get out of that type of a life. They ruin their whole lives, and they go on hating. Inner Sight doesn't like that. We definitely do not encourage people to hate and get violent. Now, here's another example that I was talking about today on the subway, and people responded. When you're blind or disabled, and by the way, that includes a lot of minority people, millions, blind and disabled, and you don't like the policy, let's say, of the service dog school, you can't go to your friends and say, hey, why don't we organize a demonstration, get some signs made up, let people know, you know, that this agency takes in a lot of money and denies people. You know, a friend of mine was denied. You know, several people who were denied, trained with the dog, and all that agency kept the money. Why don't we let people know? Why don't we get out in front of the place? Get a permit. People can't do that. And there's a form of hate. The agencies who aren't making it so that people could have freedom and demonstrate. That's why there should be a law. Because we should have the right to express ourselves publicly. If we're not happy with an agency that's using us to raise astronomical amounts of money, denying us the help, and now says, you keep your mouth shut. Don't you dare get in front of my place. You'll never get a dog. We'll write to all the other schools and tell them. That's what happens, world, because there's no law. Shouldn't that be a hate crime to stop the freedom of people in addition to denying them the dog? To me, that's hatred. And the people who work in those schools should not be there who conduct themselves in that way. Should not be there. Tell you different, then tell them to change their policies. Tell them to give the legislators the information they need to draft the law. There isn't one service dog school in this country that I know of that has volunteered to say to the legislator, what do you need to pass this law? What do you want us to do? We're for it. We don't want to be labeled as haters. You know, a lot of people who are disabled believe that these agencies are haters. Oh, sure. Of course. Of course you don't hear them say it. No, they're not protected. How can you speak out if you're not protected? You need that dog. They can't do nothing to me because I trained my dog on my own after I was a victim of hatred, being denied. But all the others who need these schools, they don't dare speak out. They don't dare organize a demonstration. I don't think there's ever been a demonstration in this country against guide dog schools. Not a one that I know of. Get rid of the hatred. Let the politicians take the lead in getting rid of the hatred. You know, talk about it. Bring it up in your speech, State of the Union, and so on and so forth. Let people know that you're not a hater. Go amongst the people and let them know that you're not a hater. The only time you see a politician walking amongst the people is when they want to be reelected. That's not good enough. To me, that's phony. Get out there a couple of days a week. Find out what's going on with people. You don't hate Good. Prove it. I prove it in my life. I go out there. I tell people we want to license these guide dog schools. We want to get people out of nursing homes. I tell them not only are these people disabled, many of them are of a minority. And I tell them that the agencies, that I believe, the InnerSight believe the agencies are haters for the most part. And that's why we can't get the help we need. If I can do it, why don't the politicians do it? They got more protection than I have. Back, I got an Akita guide dog. But still, they got access to the police and the National Guard and the state troopers and all that stuff. We're not saying that politicians should be unprotected because this is a crazy world. You never know what's going to happen. But people who are in office should get out there and find out what's going on in the community. That's how to prevent hatred. I mean, you know, it's human nature. It really is. Human nature. You ever think of the governor as being your friend? I don't think there's, other than the people who know him personally, you know, his friends, the average person, I don't believe, thinks of Governor Cuomo or even the mayor in New York of being their friend. So that's what we need, world. We need more politicians to stand up and find out what's going on and be friends to people and exercise and show that they don't hate. Prove it. Prove it. Believe me, it would make a big difference to people. I mean, you know, you can always say, hey, I did it. I went out, I tried to prove it, and there's still hatred. Well, there may always be hatred. But if you do your part, how many people you're going to win over? How many people you're going to reform and change? That's what you got to look at. The good side of it, the positive side of it. What InnerSight's about. All right, around the world, no phones tonight. I don't know what happened. When I was a kid in Brooklyn, we used to get a rope and we had two tin cans. And one guy would be down in the alley and the other person would be up in the window and he was, hey, Joe, can you hear me? You know, we made believe that we had a telephone. Had a two tin cans and a long rope. All right. But over here, you can call in and leave an opinion if you want to. 631-224-3090, InnerSight. Just dial in and let us know if you think the politicians are haters and what you think of our idea. You can comment on that, too. You think they ought to include more about hatred in their speeches, in their daily living? I think it's very important. So we hope that we're reaching some people out there who agree. You never know. All right, InnerSight around the world. And let's see, I'm going to go get a time check. So stand by. You're going to hear dead air for a minute. Inner sight, all right, 8:47 on the clock. And if I had one wish in the world, it would be to get rid of all the hatred. You know, I have a couple of friends who a lot of times I say to myself and to them, you know, I wish the whole world was like you. There'd be no hatred, no need for weapons, guns, no instruments of destruction. There would be no need for them. You ever stop to think of that? If the world was like certain people, you know, and throw a couple of animals in there too, you would have no need for weapons of destruction. That's the kind of world that I would love to live in. And then everybody could live and be happy and live as long as they can and be healthy. That's what we need, world. I'm sure many people know somebody like that who, if the whole world was like that person, you wouldn't have hatred. All right, we go around the world in a sight. Let's see, last night's count was 94,038, I believe. And climbing. So our next goal is 100,000. Got about 6,000 plus to go. I'd like to make it by the end of the summer. That would be nice. Any idea for a show, any title, just send us an email. Or you can call the email innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments, please. And don't send me any websites because I don't have a computer. Just say what you got to say straight out. Or you can call 631-224-3090. And tell us who you are. Give the idea what you'd like to see or hear on the program. And if you want to be a part of it, that's even better. All right. Round the world, in a sight. Determined to get rid of the hatred. Determined to put people in agencies and positions of responsibility who aren't haters. Very important. So, you know, we had Mr. Obama, a black president. He said a few good things, but I never really heard him address issues on hatred or do things to stop it. I mean, ever since Mr. Obama was in office, the hatred situation got worse. Look what happened. So there's something missing here. I think politicians are afraid of change. I really believe that. You know, somebody said that to me a couple of weeks ago, and I have to agree with her. And, you know, they want to stay the way things are. They're comfortable, and they're not thinking about other people. They're just thinking about themselves. And that's a big part of what's wrong with the system. Progress. You have to change things for the better. You have to go on and live your life. And you see something that doesn't work, do something about it. That's how Inner Sight operates. And that's why we fight for these rights and have these different topics that you won't hear anywhere else. Where are you going to hear a topic anywhere like, are the politicians haters? Nobody talks about that. I never heard anybody talk about it. I mean, maybe some people think Mr. Trump is a hater, but you know, I don't actually agree with that. I think he's just different, and hopefully we're going to find out more about him in the next couple of months. We'll see what happens with that. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Let's see, tomorrow night at the Funnies. We're going to have a little Jackie Gleason. Louis should be here. And we'll have Lauren Hardy bring some of the old stuff back to the modern day. Oh, Lauren Hardy, get a computer. That ought to be fun. Yeah. So that's tomorrow night, folks. I'm going to tune in. And, Friday night, that is. Tomorrow night, I forget what we're talking about. But I think that by tomorrow night, I'll remember it. All right. Inner Sight. Around the world. And I got to tell you, some months ago, talking about haters, some months ago, I contacted the UN because I was very disturbed over what's going on in down there in Australia, how they have no regard for a blind person's dog. They did the same thing in England, and we went after them, and we changed it. So I called the UN, the message with their civil rights program about the service dogs in Australia. I never even got a phone call back. Now, the people who run that civil rights group, are they haters? I'm not saying they are. I'm asking the question. Are they haters? Is that why they allow things like that to go on? The Australian politicians live their lives. Would they like it if somebody interfered with their eyes and told them they were restricted for 30 days or whatever it is with their eyes and their safety? I think, my theory is that there's a lot of haters in Australia. A lot of them. And how do you deal with it? Well, talk about it. Do things like call the UN, report it. You know, bring it out. Tell them how horrible it is to hate, how it's bad for their lungs, their heart, their liver, their arteries to hate. The only thing you can do about it when you don't have the money to really do something about it. Where the money be a whole nother story. I want to thank, I forget the name of that that rock station in Australia that listens to us, the guy who, I don't believe he's a hater. He likes Innersight. Down, his show goes into Sydney and Melbourne, I believe it is, and all that. And I'll have to check the name of your show, and I'll make sure that I get it right tomorrow night when I come on the air. Apologize. But it's a DJ in Australia who listens to us and follows us. And we appreciate that. All right, Innersight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Want to thank all our listeners. Want to urge all you haters out there to reform, improve your health, get rid of your weapons, and surrender to love. All right, Innersight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090, phone number. Innersight.info is the website. Innersight at pmail.com. No attachments. The email. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Be safe out there. Don't forget to take your oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar. That's our health tip. And be safe, energetic, and go out there and love life. The only way to live. Goodbye, world. Innersight. Thank you. Innersight.